At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris, the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you for checking out the series, whether it's your first time or you're a returning customer. Always appreciate the listens. If you're not already a subscriber, I do hope you take that opportunity. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you like to get your podcasts from. We'll bring you brand new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if this is your type of thing, if you like staying up to date on your favorite artists or discovering some new ones, just know what's happening in the music world, hit that subscribe button right now. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I'm going to be talking with legendary songwriter Jesse Colin Young. Yes, you do know him from the Youngbloods and his fantastic solo career that happened after the band split up in the 70s. He has re-recorded one of their hits. Of course, they had one of the several bands that had done the song Let's Get Together back in the 70s, and they probably had the most famous version of it. He's re-recorded it with Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band, and in fact, they released it on Juneteenth, which was actually when we recorded this interview. That says a lot of things. If you know the song Let's Get Together, it's one of the most important counterculture songs of the 60s. Not even a counterculture song. It's a song of unity. It's a song of justice and peace. And so obviously it's a song that says a lot now. Now, the reason they actually re-recorded it, as Jesse is going to tell you, was to partner up with SongAid, and for all the benefits go to Why Hunger, to feed the hungry people of the world. And he'll get into that, as well as why he tapped his buddy Steve Miller to help him out, what releasing it on Juneteenth actually means to him, and how this song speaks to now versus, you know, when they originally did do it in the 60s. We'll also talk about some more recent developments, like he's been building what he calls a song quilt over his social medias. Last year's record that he put out with his son and a bunch of his son's bandmates, a record called Dreamers. I want to ask about what it was like, why he recorded with younger artists, why he chose to do that, and what that experience was like as well, how it applied to his art. So let's get into it. It's Kyle Meredith with Jesse Colin Young.
Good morning, Kyle.
I know there's been, you know, quite a lot in your camp going on in the past couple years, but, you know, today, of course, one of the things we're talking about is redoing a cultural classic with Let's Get Together with Steve Miller. How did this come about? Because this is for Songaid, right?
This is for Songaid, and when people stream it, it automatically donates to Why Hunger. You just have to listen, so you could listen to it over and over. I mean, or let 10 friends know it, and all they have to do is listen to it, and it feeds people.
That's really nice. It's not even about the download, as long as you're hearing it. And what a great, you know, song to hear anytime, but especially, you know, getting an updated version like this is a lot of fun. Was there any specific reason why Steve got tacked to do this with you?
Well, yeah, we've been pals over the years. We both moved to San Francisco in 1967, so over the years, and he used to, I played with him back in probably 2004, and when he came through Hawaii, opened shows for him, we reconnected then, and then he moved to New York, and I'm over here on the East Coast, so we started seeing more of each other. I'd made this track a couple of years ago with the young band I was touring with. We released an album called Dreamers on BMG, and all the kids in the band, Berklee College graduates, all in their 20s, they loved Get Together, so I wanted a professional recording of it together. We didn't put it on Dreamers because we wanted all new material. So it just sat there in the can, so to speak. And last September, I was thinking, I'd been talking to Steve over the summer as he tours. Sometimes he just writes me an email, tells me what's going on. And I said, you know, I've got a beautiful track of Get Together with all the kids on it and the harmonies. If I do this and finish this, do you want to be part of it? He said, I'm in. But when I called him in late September or early October, when he had just got back off the road, he was in, a man of his word. And, yeah, we finished it up. By January, I think we were mixing. And what an opportunity. Here we are on Juneteenth. It was a wonderful to give back and to be able to feed people who, so many in our country, who are food insecure. 40 million going into COVID, before COVID. So I can't imagine that number did not double already. It's a wonderful way for people to get, you know, have pleasure, listen to music, and feed people.
Which is really commendable and such an easy thing. I mean, why not, you know, do something like this, obviously, but and you've taken it further, too, but I'll point out, as you've just said, you know, it originally goes out there for Songaid for Why Hunger, but now, because of the timing released on Juneteenth, it's once again speaking to a racial divide in our country, something that was happening the first time around when you released this song. And maybe it's an obvious question, maybe it's something you've gotten, you know, before in these interviews, but I do wonder, how similar does it feel the first time this song came out for the Youngbloods versus this version now?
It's been very turbulent and a lot of unhappiness and strife at both ends, both in 67 when it came out, in 69 when it came out again, was a big hit, and now we find our country in this polarized the way it is. And Get Together, you know, I didn't choose this Juneteenth date. We didn't know what would happen, that of all the wonderful protests, and some of them kind of scary. But it's really kind of, it couldn't be more perfect if we had, you know, picked this. But it just happened. And here's Get Together, again, where it needs to be, telling people, come on, come on. Just crack a smile for each other and try to love one another.
And you've been, I saw something like you said you've been creating a song quilt, as the phrase went, of people all around the world singing it. Is that still ongoing?
It's ongoing because there's not a lot of people have sent us their videos. I started on the first day of lockdown. Connie, my wife, and I started. She started filming me with her little, you know, with her iPhone. I said, "What am I going to do, Con? We're not playing gigs. We're just going to sit around." She said, "Come on, play. I'll play Sugar Babe, and I'll put it up on your Facebook page." So there's, you know, 15 or 20 songs that I've done here in my studio, just me and guitar and my beautiful Taylor. And that's been keeping me busy and keeping me feel like I'm connected, you know, because this is how, I mean, you know, some people grow food. You know, I grow music, and it feeds the soul rather than the body. We need both. So here we get to I get to feed my soul by being able to do this music and then see it through people listening to it, see it feed hungry people. And there are millions of them. I mean, we have 40 million food insecure people going into COVID. So this shouldn't be happening. We should. This is a wonderful country. We should be able to feed them. But we can do it. Let's do it together.
Well, hearing about how, you know, that music has been coming out of you, especially as you mentioned on the record that came out last year with Dreamers, which was such a powerful listen in itself. I mean, you've spent a lifetime reflecting the world in the good and the bad, and that still comes through today. I don't know if this is too broad of a question, but, you know, especially with what you're writing about on Dreamers, what you're singing about on Dreamers, who are the people you're writing about now? Are these the same types that you have been reflecting throughout your career?
Not really. I mean, on Dreamers, you have one song called We Are Dreamers. When I look at the fact that, you know, I have five streams of immigrants in me that came at different times, you know, between 16-something and 1850. And I was so overjoyed when the Supreme Court supported DACA, because there's a song on the Dreamers album, and the chorus is, "Don't turn your back on the dreamer. Dreams make our country strong." So I'm so happy that they decided to keep the Dreamers, keep DACA going.
And you know, writing with the younger band as you have, again, when you talk about activism and topical, like, I would think, like, there has been a much broader lexicon of terms that I think we've all had to learn in the past few years. And there's a lot more to learn in the conversation. Though, you know, I think the outcome, the hope of the outcome has always been the same. Was that part of the allure of recording with younger artists, your son and the rest of the band?
No, I just go around falling in love with things. I fell in love with Get Together when I heard it in the Village. And I'm in love with it. I went and heard, my son was graduating from Berklee College of Music, and I was foolish enough to go to his senior recital. And I've been struggling with Lyme disease for probably a quarter of a century. And I was just starting to have a little breakthrough and feeling like I'd been off the road for 6-7 years, just too sick to do anything. And I was just starting to feel stronger and starting to write again. And I went and heard Tristan, or Colin T, play with his friend, and I said, "Hey, I want a band like this." He said, "Come on, Dad, you're kidding, right? You know how much work that is." "Yes, I want a band like this." So he helped me and was instrumental in put together a band, and, you know, off we went. And after I played maybe 5 gigs with them, I realized, wow, they are so good, and we're going to record. So I started writing in that year of 2017 and then recording up in Nashville and 18 with them, because they're, you know, I couldn't resist. They're just all young geniuses.
Well, it's a great record that I've loved, and I've especially loved hearing this this new version of Get Together. Thank you for doing what you're doing again with Song Aid, with Why Hunger, and the music you've written. Jesse, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm going to keep at it, man.
Take care.
Yeah, you too.
My thanks, Jesse. Colin Young. Again, that re-recording of Let's Get Together with Steve Miller, that's available now. And remember, as he pointed out, every single time you listen to it, you're helping to feed hungry people. So give it a spin. Give it 10 spins today. Why not? Big thanks to you for checking out the series. Before you get out of here, if you're not already a subscriber, what are you doing? Hit that button right now. You can catch us at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you like to get your podcast from. Hit subscribe. We'll send you brand new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so you can keep up with everything that's happening out in the music world. After that, head to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's an hour full of song premieres and music news and anniversary spins and bonus interviews. Again, that's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. Hope you like and follow along over there as well. They're all at Kyle Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Kyle. Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.